gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Shelburne.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey. Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our band of Boothman.
Boothman.
And guys, this is the last Comic Book Club before San Diego Comic-Con week.
Yes, technically. Well, we'll have one during that week, which is part of that week.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, this is before the week.
Oh, this is the week before the week. You should open one present. It's a comic book.
This is like the next week, this week thing.
Oh, yeah,
Not next week, this week.
Like 2 weeks ago. Is that what you mean?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what I mean.
What day of the week is it?
Wait, were you saying keep next week open?
Yeah, we should
keep guys,
next week
if
loose.
You could keep all of next week open for us, that would be great. Because we got a lot of shit to figure out.
Let's just say we're going to be around. We're going to be in your lives next week.
We're going to be in your faces, and we have some stuff to say.
We got a lot to say.
Do you know who else is going to be in our faces and have some stuff to say?
I bet I know what you're going to say.
Our amazing guests.
Yeah!
They are the custodians of Captain Action.
Custodians.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Cotto and Joe Hearn.
Yeah! Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah. Hello, hello. Watch the course.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. Guys, welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Long-time guest of the show.
Yes. Now, Ed, you haven't been on the show for a while. You need to use the microphone.
Yeah, I love this.
This is a voice amplifier.
My voice isn't big enough, right?
it's just you. You're the only one using a microphone.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're listening at home, the rest of us just are naturally amplifying into your house.
I'm speaking to all of your ears with my mouth. I'm just whispering in your ear, nuzzling.
For those who haven't listened to the multitudinous of shows that you've been on, just give us a brief background. What is Captain Action?
Oh, sure. So Joe and I are, we joke, custodians of this property called Captain Action. He was a toy/comic hero created in the 60s, created actually by the guy who created G.I. Joe as his next project. And we've kind of taken him on and brought him back. We're making comics with Dynamite starting in September, new toys and collectibles, and through the gracious support of people like yourself, we've been able to bang the drum and get some fans excited.
That's right.
Cool. And you have a bunch of other stuff coming up, as always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, animated series?
Yeah. We're working with a production company called G7 Animation out in Hollywood. And we're in the process of developing an animated series for The Captain, which we hope to get on TV.
That's exciting.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a whole new world.
Are you guys doing the voices?
We're not. But you know who we have? It's a crazy world, right?
It is.
I mean, everyone will agree to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we got good voiceover guys on this panel. But
you are correct.
I'm Captain Action.
Nope, that's again maybe the wrong direction.
Hello.
No, the worst. The
sweep your flu.
That's brilliant.
Your impression is always out of date.
Thank you. Well, here's the thing.
No one has a flu anymore.
The thing that's cool about Captain Action is he can dress up as all these different characters. So what if he was Dick Van Dyke's chimney sweep character from Mary Poppins?
Yeah. Maybe go with that for the pilot. That's an electrifying pop culture presence.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good ideas out there.
Yeah, certainly.
That's not one of them. But
we are your writing staff, after all.
No, we love that. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I was going to say.
Your setup, I believe, was the world is certainly as crazy.
It really is.
It really is.
So the voice on the Tonight Show is this guy Wally Wingert, right?
Great name.
And Wally is a huge Captain.
Wait, what does he say after here?
He said, "Here's oh my God, what do I say next?
Here's Jay.
Here's Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
That's what he says. Here's Jay Leno. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Anyways. Yeah.
Turns out Wally's a huge Captain Action fan. Wally has been asking us for patches because he makes his own Captain Action hats.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's them out. He's like, super duper supportive. So, he's the guy who's doing the voiceover for the sample reel.
Oh, that's nice. So cool.
And we'll go from there. But, yeah, we should get you guys on board.
Definitely. We'll send you
that
our demo.
Will be great.
Demo
reel.
Absolutely.
Soon.
Please do.
I'm the voice of a bad guy.
Ah, very stern. Yeah,
that was actually
so
the most
evil.
Reasonable
Dr.
voice
evil.
We did.
Yeah. What?
So, and you're launching the
Action!
Comic.
Action!
You're launching the Captain. Comic as well through Dynamite. So what's it been like working with them?
Yeah. Do you want to say?
What's it been like working with Dynamite? Like the substance Dynamite.
Yeah, you guys are doing a lot of cavern exploration.
I know from watching Lost that if it gets wet, that's bad.
Well, or sometimes it blows up by accident.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What was your favorite part of Lost, I guess, is my question. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Dynamite has been a trip to work with. And
great transition.
Publisher there, Nikki, is a great guy, and we have a lot of fun. Sometimes we're like the world's pushiest licensees, right?
Yeah.
Licensors.
You guys are monsters.
So we said, look, these are the guys we want to do covers. We want Frank Avila. We want Jay Lee. We nice. Like Art Balthazar. And they're like, come on, you know, back off. Yeah. And then they went out and they got all these guys. So we've got like all awesome. The cool guys.
Oh,
Chris Roberson is writing it. And,
right, like
really? He's
yeah,
great.
It's like great. It's a series that we'd want to read too. So we're very
sweet.
Excited.
Now, not to keep harping on this point, but because Captain Action dresses up like other characters and Dynamite's been pretty free with mixing their characters and having them come around, are we going to see him dressing up as like Red Sonja or something?
Well, you will see him partnered with the Green Hornet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're kind of an unofficial sequel to their Mask series. So Mask was all about pulp heroes in the 40s. Yep. This is kind of like Captain Action origin story, like year one, but in the 60s. So we've got like the 60s Green Hornet and Kato. We have some other characters in there too, like American Crusader, who's kind of a lame character who we twist around and change.
Don Draper,
the Spider.
Yeah,
Don Draper should be in there.
No spoilers.
Yeah, don't.
I'm only halfway through season one. No spoilers.
Oh, great. Yeah, you're a terrible person.
Thank you so much.
Do
Thank
your
you.
Due diligence and watch television, guys.
I watch a
TV.
Lot of television.
Watch more TV.
I'm watching Black Whodunit, Venus. The Hero, all the hot shows.
Yeah, you're really supporting all the shows we love to have on air.
How there about Under the Dome?
Under the Dome's great. Yeah, I'm watching that.
No? Are you?
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't even know if you're watching.
No, no.
I'm watching that.
I didn't know if it was good.
Yeah, oh, great. Are they under the dome yet?
They are. They actually are very terrified of the fact that they're under a dome.
Imagine being under a dome.
Has anybody else watched the series? Have you guys been watching it?
I have watched.
This is the thing that bothers me the most about Under the Dome is they're like, oh, man, some sort of visible force field has covered the entire town and cut a cow in half and a plane crashed into it and we have no way out. We can't hear people outside. We're a little disturbed about that. And then somebody gets on the radio, the newswoman is like, I have to tell everybody, you have to know we're under a dome. And the town flips out.
Well, once they it's on the news, out. Once it's on the news, it's
like a dome? Literally over
it
and
goes
over.
All the way
oh,
around?
No.
Some sort of dome.
I was fine with the idea that here. It was a limitedly high invisible wall, but if there's a top, I'm going to freak the fuck
if
out.
If it's a circular top that might be used to contain a basketball game or hold a meal underneath it to keep it warm, then I just can't deal with it.
It's like a giant cloche.
Wow. I don't know what you mean.
Wow. It's like a dinner plate.
I know.
I'm sorry. That ended on a down note. I
you grew up in just
yeah,
high
you
society.
Were fancy, England. Fancy gentleman.
Well, I have been watching
Mother,
a lot
I've polished the cloches. Can we go down to the auto gyro?
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Whodunit.
Yeah,
is what's
I know.
Going on,
exactly.
So I
well, back then
of...
it was real. It was an actual
Whodunit?
Mystery.
Yeah.
Song.
Oh. That's pretty cool. So, Captain Action.
Great. We covered.
How does that relate?
Under the Dome.
I don't know. Is that Under the Dome?
So, you got the comic. You got the animated show. What else is going on in the world of Captain Action?
Oh,
I imagine going into San Diego, you have a lot of stuff that you're setting up.
Sure. We have a panel Thursday, 2:30. Our buddies over at Titan Merchandise, Titan Publishing, are making some cool international stuff for us. So we've got like a Captain Action hoodie and a coffee
very
mug
cool.
and wallet holders. And we're very
T-shirts. Wallet holder.
T-shirts, yeah. Right?
Can the coffee mug dress up as a tea mug?
It absolutely can.
Great. That's really cool.
Great.
Yeah. Thank
Tell
you.
Us like other uses say. For the coffee mug. Can it hold like quarters for laundry day?
Yeah.
No. Great
I
news.
Guess not.
Cool. Yeah. If people wanted to check out more about Captain Action, where would they head?
www.captainaction.com.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Great site.
You guys check that out. And we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Loud noises.
I'm glad you guys are excited that we like to call it that.
Yeah.
In the stack, we each make a pick, some particular comic book that we really like this week. We're going to start off with Pete's pick, something he's been looking forward to for months and months and months. So we'll see how it stacked.
Or at least 2 weeks.
Thunderbolts number 12 from Marvel Comics. Woo! So, Pete, we had Charles Soule, the writer of this book, on a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
You confronted him personally about this book.
I did. Yeah. And yes. I told him, you know, it better be good. I'm not, you know, easily won over, but
great way to treat a guest.
Yes. Yeah. And the reasoning is this is a solo Punisher issue of Thunderbolts drawn by Steve Dillon, who's probably the most recognized Punisher artist of all time.
He's Mr. Yep. Punisher.
Yeah. This was an amazing issue.
Okay.
Really well done. It really felt like a Punisher issue. I loved it from start to finish. It was really very, very enjoyable. What did you guys think?
There's a lot going on.
I actually want to note that is the first time Pete on the show in 6 years has ever asked what we think about something.
I know, it's amazing. Usually he waits for us to interrupt him, which we did that time. Yeah. Wow.
If you let me actually get to the end of my sentence, I have nice things to say about you.
Yeah, I've never heard you punctuate anything. It's always just open-ended.
Weird.
Well, it's all about Punisher's love life.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know underneath that.
Not about Punisher's love life.
Yes, it is.
He's beating people up, shooting at people, guy in particular.
Love is a battlefield.
Oh. That's
the way. We are young.
We are showing off
some sexy scenes over here.
So, Punisher has been dating Elektra, the assassin.
Loosely dating.
Yeah, I don't
loosely
know if they're dating. You know, I think, exclusive. Yeah. I don't know.
Would
what
you call
kind
it
of...
what? Like going steady? Or
oh,
what?
They're DTFing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
So in this issue, he finally gives her a ring, and they get committed to a relationship, and they go to prom together. So it's pretty cool.
I can't wait till the devil comes down and Punisher makes a deal to break up their marriage.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are wedding bells in their future, Pete?
No.
You don't
think Punisher
so?
Broke it off in the last panel.
Oh, I don't
or
think so.
Or did he?
He did.
I think he just said...
So, over the course of this issue, Punisher is hunting Elektra's brother, who she left alive.
Yeah.
Not a big spoiler with Punisher comic. He is successful in killing him.
Yeah. Yep. We've all been there.
He's really good at his job.
Right. Relationships
and
are complicated.
Then at the end, we're left on kind of an ambiguous note where the Punisher, she says, hey, are you coming over tonight? And he says, no, not tonight. But he probably means, no, I'm not going to kill you tonight.
Oh, that could be. Or
no,
he's like,
hey, we're done.
He's like, babe, give me a break. I have pool league tonight. Yeah. Like, I'll be home later.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
I
got to
see the guys.
Me and the guys are hanging out. I got to hang out with the Red Hulk and this guy with a big head. He's called the leader. Hello?
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, I'll just go out with my girls.
Yeah, you got to nag her, dude.
Yep. And that's Red Hulk saying
that? I don't know.
Hulk say nay.
You guys have successfully ruined this comic book.
You're welcome, Pete.
I like this. I thought this was a good book.
I agree.
You know, Steve Dillon, great. Charles Soule totally nails a Punisher issue.
Yeah, he does.
My only slight hesitancy is that Pete liked it. No, my only slight hesitancy, it's a great Punisher issue. It's not a great Thunderbolts issue.
Well, let's, you know, one character at a time here. You know what I mean? Like, let's start with the most important person.
Yeah, in a team book.
On the team.
What we really want is one character at a time.
Well, sometimes it's nice to get one person at a time instead of it being all, you know, all team.
I agree.
Whoa, everyone's acting weird tonight. Yeah. Pete's finishing sentences.
This is a great issue.
Yelling.
Definitely pick it up. What'd you guys
think? I agree. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a fun issue.
Cool.
Always like Steve Dillon's artwork, and I love the back cover with the ad from 2K Games for the Bureau. It's all redacted. Bonfire Client. We love these guys.
Yeah, it's all redacted.
Cool.
Steve Dillon's the Jacob Dillon of comics, right?
Oh, my God.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
That's a something. Let's move on with your pick, which was Batman Incorporated, number 12 from DC Comics.
Yeah.
Justin, what'd you think about this book?
So this comic is Grant Morrison. We lost Damian. He was killed because that was Grant Morrison's plan.
Damian went.
He died.
We lost him. We couldn't find him.
He
was with us at the mall, and then we turned around for 1 second. We can't find him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stole him away, and now he's in his weird purple coat. So anyway, Damien's dead, and it's been, I feel like all the other titles after Damien was killed have really done a better job of dealing with Batman's mourning process, have really put him through the paces.
Yeah, like he gets up, he brushes his teeth.
No, they've actually had a couple great issues in this series.
No, I think they
Pete,
have, but this
what
has
is
been...
your mourning process?
I like to get up, polish all my guns, drink blood, follow with a shot of Jameson, and then go down and beat up my neighbor down the hall.
That's mine too.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, that was very vivid and specific for something you're not. It is real. Yeah.
Right.
It's real. Right?
Also,
right.
I love the fact that you think drinking Jameson is more hardcore than drinking blood.
He's drinking really weak blood. I feel like this Batman Incorporated has dealt with sort of just more the action, the propelling narrative of the situation.
The captain action.
Correct. Yes. Great. Very helpful. And this issue is finally we're getting to a confrontation. There's a lot going on here. And finally the clone, Batman confronts him, the clone that killed Damian. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great action issue.
Yeah. I feel like, what I like about this is, sometimes people like to deal with their issues by beating other people up. And I feel like that's very much a Batman kind of thing of, like, when he gets angry, he takes it out on bad guys.
Yeah.
And you like to see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the fact that Damien's gigantic clone that killed him had a bald baby face with one eye?
Terrifying.
Yeah, like, pretty terrifying.
It's pretty creepy.
And then the setup, I feel like this is the epic movie of Batman right now, and the other ones are sort of more indie, like character studies of what Batman's going through. And this is the first time I really liked the epic summer blockbuster version of Batman.
I am really looking forward to reading this again in trade because there is so much going on here and so many characters. As usual with a Grant Morrison book, but it's very hard to keep track of exactly what's going on.
Yeah. A great last panel, though. But I thought this issue as a standalone sort of had a nice internal narrative. We didn't need to deal with anything.
Sure.
But in great setup, last fight between Batman
There's
and
a lot of Batman in this.
Yeah.
And it's occasionally, I can't quite remember what everybody's motivations are.
Oh, a lot of Batmen? Characters.
Bat characters.
And like all the other ones, you're like, what are you doing there?
Well, there's a lot of guys that look like knights running around.
Yep.
And but they're like, Batman. I'm mad about something.
Yes. So that's my one qualm. But also, just want to mention, Chris Burnham's art is
really awesome.
He is so good. I can't wait to see what he does when he finishes up on Batman Incorporated next issue. Or
maybe
next
go on a short vacation.
Yeah, he should take a short vacation and then maybe do another comic.
Yeah, great idea. Great news.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll move on with my pick, Superior Foes of Spider-Man, number one from Marvel Comics. You're giving me a no. Yeah,
no, don't know that. Didn't read that one.
That wasn't
I don't a like. Bad book. No.
Okay, all right.
I agree with Captain Action over there. I didn't read it because it had the word inferior in the title.
Superior. It did not.
Superior. Sorry. That's what I meant to say.
Wow, real slip of the tongue, real Freudian slip from Peter Page.
So this is a very cool book focusing on Spider-Man's villains.
Spider-Man?
What Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man's dead.
What Spider-Man? Spider-Man?
Here's the thing. Spider-Man doesn't matter for this issue. I'll stop mentioning Spider-Man.
He's barely
How about
in
that?
It.
He's barely in it. It focuses on somebody's villains. I don't honestly know who. They're two-bit crooks, so it's a little more of a crime book with some superpowers. They're very lower-tier villains, so you're not getting a Dr. Octopus, a Green Goblin, Sandman, anything like that. Instead, you're getting Boomerang.
You're getting Lady Beetle. You're getting your Chameleon.
Yeah, you get your Chameleon. You get your Shocker.
I hate Chameleon.
What do you not like about
Chameleon? Too much like Captain Action.
Slam. Great counterpoint. Great real villain for him.
The thing that I think is Steve Lieber is doing art on this. He is fantastic, and I'm so excited to see him get more work at Marvel. This is very clearly following up on Hawkeye.
That's what I was going to say as my big comment. This is like a post-Hawkeye book. It's so much Hawkeye. Yeah. All these villains are hanging out in apartments. They're like, let's check on the neighbor. It's like, this is so Hawkeye. Even their internal monologue is in Hawkeye purple. And I was like, wow. So
yeah, there's even there's a lot of panels where the villains kind of just talk in what would you call it, icons, I guess, rather than having any dialogue. That said, I love Hawkeye, and I'm happy to see more stuff like that.
And I did. I like this. I thought it was funny. The pace was great. The action was good. This is a Nick Spencer, I think, is writing this.
Yep.
And it was, I feel like a lot of his stuff gets a little dense. This was very just like fun and light and a great read. I liked it.
Yeah.
Now I want to read it. The Hawkeye
Please do.
Yeah, it is a great book. I think it's even a little lighter than Hawkeye and certainly ties into some hero that may have web-slinging ability, possibly Batman, not sure.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Yeah, we'll
it's
never
sort
know.
Of halfway between Hawkeye and sort of a Spider-Man book, which I think is nice because I feel like Hawkeye is really, each issue is sort of a statement, and this one is just like, oh, a comic with these elements.
I agree. I think it's great. Definitely pick it up. And that's it for the stack. All right. Guys, we're going to move to our next section, which is my favorite section, because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. Nice. And for that, we're going to go over to Booth Man.
Boothers.
Yeah. Yay, me.
Yeah, Boothers. Milking it.
What? Malkovich?
Didn't you have just Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Malcolm X. We just, once a podcast, we like to mention Malcolm X.
Yep.
I said Malkovich, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. But he's done a lot. For
Everyone's got very similar, like very similar people.
What three toys, whether it be comic book, cartoon, movie, based, are you most nostalgic about?
Oh, ooh, nice.
That's a really good question. Toys. I don't think we've ever gotten that.
And that was, what, three toys?
Yeah, what
wow,
three?
Wow, really? Going for
it? I'm gonna go He-Man. G.I. Joe. Yep.
Give it up for He-Man.
And Transformers.
Nice.
You
good
and
answers.
I,
80s child.
Yeah, you and I are very different people just because I never hooked into G.I. Joe or He-Man at all.
What? What did you do? What
I wasn't allowed to watch G.I. Joe.
I learned.
Oh. No, here we go.
No, Transformers.
His toys were a dictionary, a thesaurus, and a dead dog.
That turned into a dictionary.
The dead dog isn't going to dissect itself.
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations. You're a sociopath. so what are yours? What's your counterpoint to
nostalgia? Definitely Transformers. I play with Transformers a lot. I think I also... I play with, I don't know if this counts as a toy, Marvel cards. Does that count?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I don't know if this counts as a toy.
Okay. How about
the outside?
I don't think I'm nostalgic.
I played outside of my house sometimes.
Trees?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
No,
oh,
Marvel
I
cards.
I once used a marker.
Is Marvel, I'm sorry. Marvel cards are closer to toys than a tree.
Well, you didn't. What did you play with them? Did they fight, or did you just look at them?
I collected them.
You collected them.
That's
not.
What did you do with your comic books?
I collected them, but I also had toys.
Oh, congratulations! Congratulations, you're a man.
Are stamps toys? Are butterflies toys?
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Sure.
We're getting some real philosophy.
What did you have?
I played the Marvel line of heroes that were all rubbery. You remember those guys? They were, because the DC's heroes were very hard plastic,
like
with
Secret Wars.
Yeah, the Secret Wars. It was the Secret Wars line, and they were my favorite. Like the Spider-Man in the black costume, and all their legs, you could interchange them. We would take Dr. Doom's leg off, put it on Spider-Man in the black costume.
Crazy
we
party.
Had so much fun.
Crazy.
But also Mask, you remember those toys?
Oh yeah, Mask.
Amazing toys.
Yeah.
Also a little thing that I'm getting into it, Starcom, they had magnetic boots.
What?
Boy, did we attach those magnets to weird stuff.
That got
so
creepy. That got real creepy at the end.
Yeah, we didn't really have Transformers. We inherited some He-Man figures from a neighbor.
Okay.
But we didn't really watch this show, so it was like, who is this guy? This guy jumps.
Here's the thing about He-Man characters. You can look at them and you will know exactly what their name is.
Yeah. Oh, he's clearly a man at arms.
Oh, look at that guy there. He's Beer Table.
Yeah. Great action figure.
Ram Man was one of my favorites.
Yep. And a battle action He-Man, battle damage He-Man, who battle, really suffered a great deal over the course of
I would also like to bring up Mad Balls. Did you guys have those? Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
And Voltron was also.
Yeah. I can't
and then Star Wars.
Ah, yes.
Die!
Oh, Star Wars figures.
Yep. Yep.
What about you guys?
I'm
and wait, you're not allowed to say Captain Action.
Yeah. Major Matt Mason was like a generation before.
Okay.
Tom Hanks is developing that one.
Oh, nice.
Zeroids was a robot toy that we're also working on. So
okay, cool. These sound made up.
And I don't know. What's the last one? I don't know. Lincoln Logs.
Nice. Oh, nice. Classic.
Very great. Abraham Lincoln's toy.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels.
Oh,
yeah. I did a lot of Hot Wheels.
Rock'em Robots.
Nice,
cool.
Nice, yeah.
And for a while, my family had one of those football boards where you plug it in and everyone shakes.
The electrical crazy.
Boy, that's a crazy toy. Yeah. That toy's no fun.
Nope.
I want to see a real-life version of that.
Yeah, it's like watching your toys die. Yeah. Oh, they're all having seizures.
Set them up for a play, and it would never
nope. do anything.
Yeah, it turns out electricity makes them do weird things.
Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics.
Great
Let's
question.
Get the next question.
If you had to enter a death match with any superpowered individual, who would you choose?
Enter a death match.
So against us, or like we're entering somebody into a death match?
No, you.
We're like, hey, Superman, versus. I'm gonna put up the money. You go into this. Huh? So no, we're fighting a person? We're
fighting another character from comics to the death.
Oh,
superpowered individual.
Superpowered individual.
Oh, okay. Totally I think this is the first time I'm going to use this answer, and you guys will actually agree with me.
Cipher. Yeah. I don't know. Careful. He reads a lot of languages, a lot of damaging languages. Imagine someone talking to you in like a very guttural, like Russian.
That
for
would
too long.
Be upsetting.
I know. Yeah. Leave me cringing in the corner.
Get out of here, Tolstoy. I'd say.
You know what? I would just take on the Punisher, and I would just talk to him.
What?
I would just
he would shoot you. No, here's the way you could take the Punisher out. Justin, have you ever committed any crimes?
Never.
Yeah, you're invulnerable.
I mean, to be honest, that's a lie.
Yeah, but you're so annoying, he would shoot you.
No, he doesn't shoot people who are annoying. What was the guy's name?
Oh, yeah, I remember that issue of Garth Ennis' Punisher where he's like, you know what, I'm going to kill annoying people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I hate everyone.
Oh, that guy's annoying.
No, I feel like Punisher would...
I'm going to kill the cast of Mad TV. What about you, Pete?
Jeez.
Who would you fight? You fantasize about killing people on an
hourly
Spider-Man?
Basis. How about
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No, they've already done that enough.
Oh, shit.
I would like to like really challenge myself and just be like, all right, let's go, Doom. Let's see what you got, buddy.
Doom, challenge yourself.
You would die.
Yeah,
you'd die in a second. You wouldn't be able to finish the phrase. All right, Doom.
I'll be like, all
what
right.
What would your first move be against Doom?
That would be tough. I don't know.
Yeah. Hi Duken from
I would just be like, are you okay?
Because, by the way, that doesn't work in real life.
What? Are you okay?
I'd go Ringmaster without his circus of crime. I always thought it was lame. I could take that guy. I
mean, just knock his head off.
Yeah.
Just like most villains.
Tweak his mustache. You know.
Yeah, really affect his aesthetic.
Probably Superman, because it would be over very quickly, and hopefully he wouldn't kill me.
Well, that's good.
But then again,
stay tuned for comics movie. Tomorrow, or don't go see Man of Steel.
Yeah, don't go see Man of Steel.
Yeah, so there you go.
Nice.
Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's
get
the next question.
Why do you think the myth of the American West has resurged in comics? You know, stuff like Six Gun, American Vampire, Devil Dude and Dreary, Jonah Hex. Why is that coming back?
Good question.
I don't know.
Because it's awesome.
I think everything, I mean, this is kind of an easy answer, but everything does kind of go in cycles. So I think people who are writing now have noticed, hey, there weren't a lot of Westerns going on because people stopped doing that for a while. So they started exploring it, embracing it. I also think it has something to do with the cinematic nature of Westerns that I feel like a lot, what?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Hold on. The signal that Justin was giving to Boothman was, can you give this guy a microphone? Not, hey, what are you doing over there, Boothman?
That's a classic gesture I do.
Hey.
We never do this.
The paper was too small. Like, I completely agree.
We'll get larger paper. All right.
About
yeah, I'm sorry.
Jesus. Saying about things in cycles.
Trying to save
what
trees.
What I meant is that why do you think that we're seeing this particular resurgence of the American West so specifically in the comic book medium, you know, because you're right, it was a cycle and it was bound to come back, but
Well, but I think it's happening in movies, too. I mean, we're seeing a lot of movies that are proto-Westerns.
In general, genres are resurging, very specific genres in a strong way lately, like vampire, like all that kind of stuff is popping, and everyone's like looking for the next genre that will become sort of a movement. But I also think there's something to the Americana of it, American history. Like, everyone is looking for the thing that can be both American but fresh, exciting, and there's this sort of rogue nature to it that I think everyone sort of wants to see. Like, it's like Wolverine, his whole thing is like, I'm badass, I do what's right, I make the choices, and that in all of history, that I would think that would go right to the American West.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think also the thing about like comics per se is, you know, 15 years ago or 20 years ago, there was a lot of different genres, and we've kind of really gravitated towards one particular genre, which is in some ways a shame. Now we're in this point where there's like a lot of crime books out there, a lot of horror books, you know, a lot of you know, mind-expanding books like, you know, the Image books. They're, you know, not in a particular category. And it's great to have books that you can enjoy beyond the superhero stuff. You know, the Western, I'm not sure per se Westerns are growing, but I'm so glad there are a lot of good Western books out there.
And that's a great point because there used to be a ton of Western comics. Like, sure, in the early days of comics, they were just as popular as superhero books.
Yep.
So the fact that people are sort of bringing that back makes total sense.
Yep, there you go. Raise your hand if you ask that. Which
we already know.
We already know.
But you're
going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question, please. Booth Man.
Booth a man.
It's all right. You can adjust that after you ask the question.
No.
Whoa.
Hey, why the bedtime slippers?
Oh,
yeah. So Pete is wearing Punisher slippers. What's your deal, Pete?
Well, Pete's bedtime is coming up.
I was nice enough to get these slippers as a gift.
You were nice enough to get them?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well,
congratulations on being
you know,
so
even
nice.
When I try to sound nice, yeah. I
Pete
end up...
Pete was voted. Never mind.
I love Punisher. I got him as a gift, so I will always wear them.
Yeah. Oh, whose turn is it to burp him before we have to put him down?
Not me. I did it the past two nights, baby.
He spit up all over me this morning, I swear.
Yeah.
Jeez, we got to get
It's all the beer.
We got to get a larger apartment.
Yeah. Also, when are you going to get him out of diapers?
Oh, I think I prefer him in diapers.
Do you? All right. We're going to try to potty train Pete. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
New 52, secrets to see success or fiasco. Did an ad guy write this?
Nice.
New 52, secret success or fiasco.
That's good.
Thank you.
It'll be in Variety tomorrow.
So let's go down the line. Secret success or fiasco?
Fiasco.
It's been becoming a fiasco as the year has gone on.
Secret fiasco.
Shut up.
Oh, as a longtime DC reader, now currently reading only Joe Kubert Presents, I'm very sad that they kind of kicked me out of the party.
By being bad.
But I'd say successful at bringing in new people. Guys like me were ready to be in a different party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiasco.
All right. There you go. One last question.
Who should write/draw the story where Superman gets his underwear back?
Gets his underwear back.
Who should write or draw it?
That's a great...
Well, who draws great underwear is the question.
Yeah, that's real.
Frank Cho.
Yep.
Frank Cho, yeah.
That's true.
Frank
so you want Superman in women's underwear.
Yeah. Always.
Interesting.
I've been asking for that forever.
So you're going in the other direction. A lot of people are like, down on the underwear. You're like, give him a thong.
More underwear.
Yeah. Smaller underwear that restricts his butt cheeks.
I love to see that. What do you think a thong does?
Well, it doesn't restrict them, maybe, but it's not great for them, I think.
It does. I'm just going to throw this out there, but I think it does the opposite
of
restricting them.
It emphasizes them.
Yeah.
But it's really,
in fact,
I don't know.
Guys, let's really get into what thongs are like.
Alex, you're totally
I've never
wearing
worn
a thong,
one, let me be
you?
Honest.
What?
You're totally wearing a thong, aren't you?
Yeah, Alex, you know a lot of thongs.
He's got a whale tail.
Yeah, I know a lot about thongs. Like, just that, yes, I'm wearing a thong.
That's cool. Good. Now, guys, do you like the freedom it gives you? Or
no, I find it very restricting.
See?
Plus, you don't have those underwear lines it's really on the back of your pants.
Yeah, he doesn't want underwear lines on the back of his jeans.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up our audience questions. Before we do, though, I want you guys to think about your favorite question from audience questions I'm going to ask you in a second, because one lucky person from the audience, whoever had your favorite question, is going to be a gift certificate for two for Tours for Fun, who have been nice enough to sponsor this section of the show. It's a superhero walking tour of New York. You can see sites where Spider-Man was swinging through the city before he was killed in the awesome storyline that's going on right now that Pete loves, or the Fantastic Four movie.
The Avengers. Scam.
Yeah, you can see where Superior Foes of Spider-Man happened.
Right, all of them.
Marvels.
Marvels.
Great.
Yeah, they'll be like, look,
Marvels fans, find out where they dug up the Human Torch robot.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's not the Marvel series I was thinking of. I think you're still right.
Yeah, great.
But that wasn't
we
the
could
one
both be
of.
Right.
So what did you guys think? What was your favorite question?
My favorite question was the one about what's with the slippers.
Nice.
There we go. Congratulations. You've won two tickets to Tours for Fun. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman. All right, guys, we're going to move to our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Oh, yeah.
And in the Week in Geek, we talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. And as we like to do on our audio podcast, we're going to talk about some teaser posters.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do when you're doing an audio podcast is talk about things that you guys can't see. So, first thing, there was a teaser poster put up for Captain America 2, Captain America the Winter Soldier today.
Yeah.
That was just... I'll try to paint a word picture if you
please.
Want.
Wow. I love this.
It was Captain America's shield, pretty much all the paint, which I honestly did not know it was painted, knocked off of it, just a little bit of red, a little bit of white. It's very scratched up. That's pretty much it. So what do you guys think? What does this tell us about Captain America 2?
Real quick, you didn't think it was painted? You thought it was just...
I don't know. I thought they forged metal in the colors of the American flag.
Wow. That's a hard job. Well,
what kind of paint are they using on a vibranium shield?
I mean, I would use...
Vibranium, probably.
Vibranium paint.
Vibranium paint.
You think? Yeah. That's expensive paint. Because I know that because I painted my apartment in vibranium paint.
Oh, wow. I remember you went to the paint store and you're like, this costs too much. I'm going to have a vibranium vendetta.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's
our
show.
That's ever come up organically in a way, in a forced way.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys think? What can we learn from this teaser poster about Captain America 2?
Well, I mean, like many movies, the hero's going to have to deal with something tough. He's going to have to really struggle.
Zelbin almost did a spit take.
And,
was amazing.
I don't know. I'm excited for the movie just because of the Winter Soldier aspect of it. This poster doesn't really... I almost said toaster, which I agree. This toaster
this
doesn't
toaster,
do it.
I agree.
Doesn't do
I think you're a little weird toasted. Choice to release it first on a toaster.
Yeah. But I think this poster isn't really saying too much because it's just a tease.
There is something, another tease that I think does say quite a bit more, and I don't know how familiar you guys are with Old Boy.
Uh-huh.
Old Boy started as a manga, became a film, and now we're getting an American adaptation with Josh Brolin in the lead, directed by Spike Lee.
Oh, wow.
The teaser poster is pretty fascinating for a couple of reasons. It shows a key scene from the movie that I'm not going to spoil if you've never seen the movie before, but it's Josh Brolin in a suit crawling out of a crate as a woman stands in the background with an umbrella. It turns out it's actually a still from the movie, which I thought was kind of fascinating.
Cool. No one does that anymore.
Nobody does that anymore. And
the
font was actually Josh Brolin... wrote the words Old Boy, and that's what they used as the font for the poster.
Wow. Man, he must have great handwriting.
It's gorgeous penmanship.
You know, a lot of people know him from his acting work. I knew him from his handwriting.
Yeah, well, and he's actually the guy who, when you learn calligraphy, that's his handwriting.
I know, and you're a great calligraphist, right?
That's right.
he's been begging people to let him do that for years.
I know.
Jonah Hex, he was like, can I draw the title? Would that be okay? And they're like,
They spent a ton of money on the budget for his calligraphy and none on the writing.
Yeah, well, he's expensive.
Yeah, certainly. As a
he
writer.
Charges nothing as an actor, but as a calligraphist.
Yeah. Oh, Brolin, we can't afford his. Get a pencil out of his hand because he's going to cost us a fortune with his shit.
Yeah, is he going to be, do you guys know, does he have a table at San Diego where he's going to be doing some calligraphy or anything?
I hope so. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to find out.
I really hope so. No, that does sound very cool. the movie Old Boy.
Yeah, it's great. If you've never watched the original movie, that also is great. I will not tell you anything about it because I do not want to spoil anything.
Great. One thing before we maybe close up with the Old Weekend Geek, we should talk about our show coming up. Maybe this will be posted around the same time.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be seeing Pacific Rim tonight, later on, and doing our Nerdist review show of that
movie.
Yeah,
there you go. If you check out youtube.com/Nerdist, we have a movie show that goes up there. We're going to talk about Pacific Rim, as he said.
Yeah.
So check that out on the internet, where you're also probably listening to this.
Stay on the internet. Don't get off it.
Yeah, never leave. And that's it for the Weekend Geek. All right, guys, we're going to move with our next section, which is my favorite section because Pete makes it up.
I do.
It's trivia, and for that, we're going to turn it over to my favorite guy, Slippers LePage.
Old Slippers LePage. Guys, this is where we give back to you, the lovely audience. You look fantastic,
Pete LePage.
This is the part where you can win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics, because they've been nice enough to give us $25. Who would like that $25? A simple raising of the hand. Whoop. I'm going to go with the guy who voluntarily and not the person who was forced
All
to
right,
raise
come
it.
On
come
up.
On up, voluntary
come
guy.
Come on up.
What is your name, sir?
Josh.
Josh, audience. Audience, Josh.
Josh Brolin, everybody.
Hi, Josh. I didn't even recognize you because you weren't using your pen.
Yeah. Give me a pen. I'll start.
Oh, now I recognize you. All right. So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, go 3 for 3, and you will win $25. All right. Today's trivia is on This Week in Comics, so I'm sure you read every comic that came out this week.
Sure, yeah.
So you'll be fine. Here we go. Question number one. Thank you, Boothman. In Shadow Man number 8, which is really a badass comic from Valiant, I can't recommend it enough. How many artists do they have on this issue? Is it A, 3, B, 4, or is it C, Carl Weathers? So it's either A, 3, which is what you should choose, or it's B, which is the wrong answer. Say A.
Take a moment.
I'll say A.
Yes!
Wow.
God, I got nervous.
What were you thinking when that
All right, here we go. And Satellite Sam number 1. It deals with 1950s blank. Is it A, radio, B, television, or is it C, Action Jackson? So it's either A, radio, or B, television.
I'm going to say B, television.
Yes!
Nice!
He's getting it. All right, here we go. Last one. Don't get cocky. In Batman Incorporated number 12, most of this issue is a blank. Is it A, a giant fight scene, B, a giant monologue, or is it C, Chubbs? So it's either A or it's don't pick B. Say A.
A.
Yes!
Nice.
$25 is yours, sir. See me after the show. I'll give you your gift card.
Awesome.
Nice. Great job.
Yeah. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to Batman number 22.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Don't ask me why, you sons of bitches.
Okay. 0 hour is happening.
0 year.
Yeah. Or 0 year, sorry. 0 hour. That would be awesome.
1994, 0 hour.
Hey, that's where Starman came from.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 0 hour. See, yeah. I was thinking about the show with Anthony Edwards.
No one is ever going to reference that ever again in your life.
Anthony Edwards does.
I saw 15 minutes of it the other day. Oh, it was painful.
That was the lowest rated debut of a show almost ever.
Yeah, but they were searching for Nazi clocks.
Yeah, great. Oh, you know what the most interesting artifact of the Nazis were? Their timepieces.
Yeah.
How did they tell time, the Nazis?
Nobody knows.
Yeah. That's a, what a mystery. Yeah. I'm looking
Nobody
forward to.
Nobody also cares.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to East of West number 4.
Yeah.
A book I really like. Jonathan Hickman, talk about Western stuff. It's great Western sort of sci-fi. If you like Saga, it's like that, a little denser and a little more serious, but still great art.
Yeah, there's actually a ridiculous amount of good comics coming out tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. What I'm most excited about, though, Avatar The Last Airbender, The Search Part 2 is coming out from Dark Horse Comics, and those have been great. Even if you haven't watched
The Last Airbender.
Last Airbender is great. These comics are a worthy successor to it, I think, following up on the story and some key plot points that were kind of left unfinished in the series.
You mean the movie, right? Like, this is a continuation.
Yeah. It's
Boot
actually.
Man, shut up.
It was. The calligraphy in the book is done by M. Night Shyamalan. So it's really nice. Ed, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, I'm loving Mark Waid's Daredevil. I think every issue is great.
Indeed.
I think it's How to Do a Reboot. And from the book column, I'm also looking forward to the paperback of Doc Savage, Skull Island, which is a crazy mashup of King Kong and Doc Savage.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And Joe, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Dark Shadows, number 18.
Ooh, what a rarefied.
For both of you guys, plug your stuff. What should people check out?
Oh, sure. Order from previews this month for September 4th release of Codename Action, number 1, which will come out then, our new miniseries. Some great covers, and next month in previews, we'll have our next round of toys, so we're excited for that, too.
Awesome.
All right, there we go. A couple of things before we go. Pete?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about the amazing guests we have on the show. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com and Nerdist.com for the podcast and more. Also, as we mentioned, youtube.com/Nerdist for the video movie review show. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Eben Bell, Brandon Dannenhofer, Tom Dar, Craig Fletcher, David Bakai, Patty Tanicella, and Riley Trahan. A couple of other people we want to thank. We want to thank Ed and Joe for being on the show. Most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Fontana's in New York. Totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it.